Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, titled, He Shall Confirm the Covenant with Many. This is part 2 of 2.
Keeping the what? Keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments. Daniel uses the same word, the covenant. What is Daniel talking about? He's talking about the Mosaic Covenant. The covenant. God has kept the covenant. What covenant? The Mosaic Covenant. And mercy to them that love Him and to them that keep His commandments, which is part of the covenant. You see that? Is anybody having trouble seeing that? That in the text, in the context, the covenant means the Mosaic Covenant. It's what Daniel was under when he called it the covenant. He was under the Mosaic Covenant when he said that. He could not be talking about any other covenant. The covenant, when Daniel's speaking, is the Mosaic Covenant. In verse 4 and in verse 27. And He shall confirm the covenant. Some of you may not understand why that's so important, why I'm pounding that point. It's because it's a main source of error today. A main source of error, not just among the people who don't have a clue outside of dispensational teaching, but even among the dispensational teaching teachers. Schools, churches. They get this wrong. And then it leads them to all... That's the only reason Christians have wasted millions of dollars buying books and videos being scammed. They're reading and watching this stuff that's telling them that this reference to the covenant isn't the Mosaic Covenant. Therefore, that leads them to claim that it's the Islamic Mahdi. Or that it's... I was joking, but there were books in the past saying it's Henry Kissinger and then Ronald Reagan and all these... You know, it makes no sense. And it also... They also are teaching basically that it's going to be some New Age guru type. And the Bible's clear it's going to be a Roman. So you see how clear Bible study saves you money. Amen. Don't go off wasting all this money on these books and DVDs by a bunch of crackpots. Get your King James Bible, study it, save yourself a lot. And don't get on YouTube. I'm telling you. You know, we put our messages up on YouTube, and they're free, and they are Bible teaching. But what you got out there today are a bunch of guys, they don't teach the Bible. They just are flying by the seat of their pants, teaching whatever whim comes along, and they are leading people into complete confusion. But the Mosaic Covenant was fulfilled by Jesus Christ. Amen. So you have this, wait a minute, and He shall confirm the covenant? Future 70th week of Daniel, but Jesus already fulfilled it. Exactly. You'll have people today who say, how can you support Israel? They're over there in that land in unbelief. They totally reject Jesus. The Talmud says He's boiling in excrement in hell and all this stuff they bring up that has nothing to do with anything. Because the Bible said they would be in Israel in unbelief. The Bible said that they would be over there totally still in rejection of Jesus Christ for the entirety of the tribulation period, the 70th week, for the exception of 144,000 that are sealed by God in Revelation 7 and a remnant of believers out of Israel with them, along with an innumerable company from all the other tribes and nations on the earth who will believe during the tribulation period. But of all the non-believing Jews, will still be several million. Two-thirds are going to die. And a third will be saved. And when Jesus returns, He returns to a bunch of unsaved Jews. So when people say that, it's just mind-boggling because, yes, Israel's over there in unbelief because that's what God said they would do. It's a fulfillment of prophecy. Matthew 5:17, Jesus said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill."
Amen.
Okay? The law, Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Luke 24:44, and he said unto them, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Okay, so you have this truth that the Antichrist confirms the covenant with many, but it's already been fulfilled by Jesus. So what's the deal? Well, this 70th week confirmation of the Mosaic covenant is a counterfeit.
Amen.
It's like trying to use an expired coupon. Think about it. That's actually what every one of these messianic type Jews and the black Hebrews and some of these other Yahshua type people and the Sabbatarians, the Seventh-day Adventists, they're all trying to use an expired coupon. They're all claiming to follow the law and keep the law. They can't keep the law.
Amen.
I mean, in order to keep the Sabbath, you had to stone people who broke it. That was part of keeping the Sabbath. Kill them if they go out and pick up sticks. There has to be a temple for the law, and that's why they're going to build a temple in the tribulation period. Let's look at Isaiah 28. You're not in Daniel. It's just back a little bit. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. Isaiah 28. Luke 15:18. You see, this covenant they make with the Antichrist, it's kind of similar. You remember when the spies went in and they came back and they were carrying their grapes and it looked like something out of Fred Flintstone. They had big, huge grapes that were so big as like a man's head, you know, and that kind of thing. And they were talking about the people, they're giants. And so they got scared. And then God said, you know, "That's it, you blew it." And what did they do? "Oh, you know what? We messed up. Come on, let's go." And God told Moses, you tell them they better not go in there. They'll die. I'm not with them. I'm not going with them. They had their chance. They blew it. What did they do? They went in there and they died. Got whooped. That's the same thing that the Jews are going to do again during the tribulation period. The Mosaic law was fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And now they're going to go in. Isaiah 28:14 says, "Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death." See that? "And with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation." That's Jesus. "He that believeth shall not make haste." Verse 17, "Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place." That's all about Revelation 12. And we talked about it. Go back and watch our studies in Revelation 12 if you don't remember that. Now read verse 18 with me. "And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it." The Antichrist is going to confirm the covenant with many, including Israel, and God's going to pour out His wrath on all of them. On all of them. including Israel. It's a counterfeit. During this 70th week of Daniel, there's going to be a counterfeit covenant. It's the Mosaic covenant, but it's a counterfeit. A counterfeit Christ. We call Him the Antichrist. They're not going to introduce Him that way. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Antichrist. Yeah, murder. He's going to have a name, and it'll be Pope something. But he's not going to be called Pope Antichrist. A guy named Tom Horn put out a book called Petrus Romanus or something like that, and his timing was wrong and all that. He tried to nail down timing issues, but I would not be surprised at all if the final pope is named Pope Peter II, because Pope Peter the First never existed. He was a counterfeit. Peter was never a pope. But there's also going to be a counterfeit temple. They're going to build a temple. And folks, if you go online, you can find that temple right now. They're ready. And it's all about... You seen the bumper stickers say coexist? That's what this temple's about. They're going to have the outer court, and all the Gentiles are going to be welcome in. There's just going to be a small area where it'll be reserved for Jews. It'll be a new world order temple. A one world religion temple. I'm not telling you something that you have to take my word on. You can go out online and you can see they've done CGI computerized graphics showing you the layout. They have the blueprints and it's all computerized. You know how they do that now? Before they even build a building, you can see what it looks like. You can take a tour, a guided tour. And they explain it all to you. And there's this counterfeit sacrifice that we'll see in our future studies, that he's going to walk into the temple. He's going to stop that sacrifice, and he's going to declare himself to be God. That's what the Antichrist is going to do. This is why God's wrath is on Israel until the very end of the 70th week. God will preserve, He'll preserve a third of them. But God's wrath is poured out on the whole world. That's why the church isn't here. The church is taken out. And there's no one left other than a handful, pocket of remnant of saints here and there. But even they will suffer having rejected Christ and gone, been left behind and left to go through that tribulation period. And now basically it'll be, we have eternal security, they have death. The Bible says, and they loved not their lives unto death. That'll be their eternal security. Not taking the mark, dying. John 5:43, Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. He's talking about the Jews that rejected him. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Pope, whatever. Pope Peter II, whoever it is. They'll receive him. And then he says in after what we just read, with many, he says, with many. Going back to Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many. And so some people will say, well, that's just talking about... See, it's just a region of the world. It's not the whole globe. But it's simple semantics. The global community of nations is many. If you look at the United Nations, next time they have a big meeting, there's 100 and some that gather. That's many, amen?
Amen?
Amen? That's many. This same language is used many times in the same manner. If you look at Ezekiel 39:27, when I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' lands and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations. It'll be all the nations. And all the nations are many. See that? Many means many, not some. Say that with me. Many means many, not some. And that's what they're implying. Micah 4:2 says, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. This is during the kingdom. and to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Many nations during the kingdom, it'll be all of them. All of them. So, in conclusion, before we take a Q&A, is understanding that He is the Antichrist. He shall confirm the covenant, which is the Mosaic covenant, with many. And that means the nations of the world. And I hope you take note of that and you really let it sink in and understand that. Because that's part of the big apostasy that's taking place today. Is it's destroying the faith of God's people in God's Word by destroying their understanding of God's Word. And then, with all that confusion, then Satan has a weakened church to deal with as we face the last days. Doug, let me ask Dre, can you get the microphone and take it back there? You don't, like I said, you don't have to put it right in his face, but just put it, get it near him so that it'll pick him up.
I didn't fully understand the false sacrifices for the last days for the Jewish people.
What about it?
Well, you talked about before something about red heifers or something in the past, and
that's during the millennium. There'll be when they build the millennial kingdom or temple. In order to begin sacrifice, they have the sacrifice of the red heifer, which is then used to sanctify the priesthood, which will not be Aaron. It'll be Zadok. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Now, they'll do the same thing for the tribulation temple. They'll have a red, they already have it. They already have a red heifer. They have everything lined up. All that you're seeing today is impressive and exciting because it's telling us Jesus is coming soon. But it is a counterfeit. And so that's the thing to keep in mind.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Johnny?
Yes, sir. I guess this is just a question of the use of the word many there. In the past, I thought that meant, let's say in that context, that it would have been many, but not necessarily all.
That was my whole point. Is that to say many doesn't necessarily mean it's not all.
Okay.
If you have the United Nations, let's say 110 nations, is that many?
Yeah.
And
I guess that's how I saw it in the past.
Well, so you learned something new tonight. Because in the millennial temple, it's going to be many, but it's going to be all. So right there tells you that many means all, according to the context. Now, we could say, many of you ate chicken tonight. But in this case, it's not all because some of you showed up late and didn't give me a call. See? It's all about context.
If
there
were chicken,
if what? Yeah, and if everybody would have eaten chicken, many people would have still eaten chicken.
Many people are breathing.
Yeah. Many people are breathing. Stephen's got one that put him on the microphone. Him and Charlie especially. They're the hardest ones when I have to decipher. It's not, it's just because of the low.
This is about the sacrifices also. So I was reading a note in, it was like a couple of months ago, in the Common Man Reference Bible, about saying that the sacrifice, some of the sacrifices were going to be believers in Jesus.
During the tribulation?
Yeah, during the tribulation. So, what I think what God was reading that again, I'll probably get that back. Basically, what he said was that
Hoffman.
Hoffman, yeah. What he was saying was that because of these believers being sacrificed, there was.
Oh, you're saying that believers themselves would be sacrificed.
Yeah,
that's actually the Bible. But it doesn't necessarily. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll happen in the temple, but it could.
Well, I mean, the
by after the Antichrist declares himself God, then who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. Revelation 17:6 says that there was, so the man saw a woman running with blood and of the saints.
Yeah.
Running with the blood of the martyrs. So there is obviously.
Well, that is a historical truth about the Roman Catholic Church for 2,000 years. Fox's Book of Martyrs and all that. But it'll continue through the 70th week of Daniel.
You link it to the Sabbath also in some way. I forget, I'll forget the Sabbath. Will there be human sacrifice on the temple?
On the temple is something I'd have to... I have not come to that idea myself, but I'm not... there's so much in the minor prophets especially, but even in Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, there's so much in there still to be tapped into. And so I don't stand up here and say I know everything about anything, but the Bible prophecy, what I know. Like we talked tonight, there's some things we know. But when it comes to that, Peter Ruckman said some very interesting things about the references in I believe it was Micah. Malachi or Micah? I have to look it up again. I don't want to take time to do it right now. But there references to cannibalism during the tribulation. Yes, very nasty. Yeah, send me a screenshot. Anybody else? Question? Anything online going on? Ryan?
Slightly off topic, but I came across somebody online that seems to believe that you're currently meeting
them.
Yeah. I know you've talked about it before, but I do. They believe that prophecy was fulfilled in 70 AD, is that correct?
Yeah. It's called preterism. And the preterists, I think, break off into two groups, amillennial and postmillennial. The postmillennialists, most of them that I've run into don't believe we're in the millennium yet, but they believe we're going to conquer the world with the gospel and for 1,000 years rule and reign, and at the end Jesus comes back. But there are some, and that includes amillennial too, who actually teach that right now Satan is bound. The 1,000 years is just symbolic for the church age. So they basically combine the millennium and the church age, and they say that Satan is bound. And my response is, I'd hate to see it when he's not bound. If Satan is bound, what is going on? I mean, it's crazy to me to even suggest that.
Do you have any future prophecy as to, like, the 1,000 years of the church changes or something?
The only thing that happens is that Jesus returns and it's over. And
they're... That's why they don't have any sort of outreach. They don't share the gospel or anything like that. And like,
so they're probably... There's a group called Reconstructionist and Dominionist. That's probably who they're tied up with. They're very Calvinistic, predestinarians.
I'm not sure. Is this person specifically... I didn't know the details in the first one itself. And I'm not talking. It was just weird. I couldn't logically think through it, so I was.
See, this is an example of what I was talking about tonight. Is it's tempting when you're studying this, if you haven't been confronted with people who get this all screwed up, then you're just thinking, all right, well, at least the chicken was good. And I'm telling you, you're going to be with somebody and bam, they're going to lay this stuff on you and you're going to say, man, I wish I'd listened to the preacher that one time when he talked about this.
It was an unrelated thing. It was just a bomb that was dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, in our Revelation studies, we've gone over this stuff, but maybe we could do a review sometime on the different views just to give you an idea of what's out there and what to watch for. All right. Well, let's all stand. And we'd like to close with the blessing taken right out of number 6. You going to sing with us, Gloria?
Amen.
Or just dance? The Lord bless thee,
the Lord bless thee,
and keep thee,
and keep thee.
The Lord make His face shine upon thee. The Lord bless thee,
the Lord bless thee,
and keep thee.
And keep thee.
The Lord make His face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance on thee and give thee peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee.
Father, we thank You, Lord, for this time of Your Word, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to learn. We sit at Your feet. We ask You to continue to teach, even as we leave tonight, going along our separate ways tomorrow. In the next days, we pick up this book and read it, that Your Holy Spirit will continue to teach and guide us. And Lord, we just want to serve You. We want to tell others about Jesus and what He has done, dying on the cross and shedding His blood to pay for the sins of the whole world. And He was buried and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. If any sinner will admit their sin and their need for salvation, repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that gospel, that very moment they can be saved. Help us, we try to get that message out while we still have time. And we thank You for every opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.